for, haven't you?
Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
Having breakfast. Doing the deed.
At Shorty's Sunflower Cafe in riveting Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
I wonder if we should do that like an ad. Like, this episode brought to you by... You know.
Are we talking about this Shorty's while recording?
Yeah, we probably should have talked about this beforehand.
Yeah.
Professionalism, that's what we call it.
We don't have it.
No, nothing.
Let's just jump right out.
Right.
And get to the big news of the week.
Announced last Monday. It's pretty awesome. This February, I'm going to be heading out to Dead 2.0 in San Francisco. The Westin Hotel. I don't know, I'm trying to do my announcer voice, but it's not really working out. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do a, roundtable presentation on podcasting. It's going to be awesome, man. Throw together a little PowerPoint presentation. I love it.
Pretty thrilled.
Or as you put it, the better half is going to Dead 2.0. I don't think so.
Well, technically you said that. When you told me the title that I should use for the post that I wrote.
Because, see, we were going back and forth like it was a joke. So I don't know what you're talking about.
There is a post up announcing it. Yeah, I wrote it.
That's pretty great. I'm super excited.
I made fun of myself.
Right.
It's really awesome. For us.
Yeah.
As a show.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great fun.
It's really awesome for everyone that will be there that gets to hear.
Oh yeah,
from you.
Oh yeah, and I'm gonna be trying to line up a couple of interviews while I'm out there. You know, pop back up to the hotel room and talk to some people. Get it on a record.
Do some video.
It's gonna be awesome. Oh yeah, definitely. But sorry, the wife is texting me random bits of information.
She's lonely. As they're wont to do. There's a big lineup of speakers. That's only the first bit.
Yeah.
That were announced.
Here, let me pull up the... Let's see if I can pull up the thing.
It was quite a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
When you texted me to tell me.
It was pretty great. Because I got this, basically the surprise phone call. Because, see, when I had decided to pitch the idea, it was 3 months ago.
Yes.
And the thing is in 3 months. So, I had 6 months, you know. So I thought to myself, okay, if I pitch it, you know, they'll come back to me in like a week or so, and I've got 6 months to plan everything out. Now I have 3 months to plan everything out, which should be plenty of time.
Yeah, I mean,
but
we're basically going to plan it the week before you go.
Pretty much, yeah. But yeah, I got the phone call, and I was super excited and super nervous and just super, just, I was a little freak out-ish, a little bit. So I had to talk to somebody, you know. Talking to Emma didn't do much. She doesn't really give a whole lot of feedback. Not yet, anyway.
You should just take her with you.
Right? That'd be awesome. Actually, Carissa and Emma might be going with.
Really?
We'll see. We'll see if it works out that way. I don't know yet. We'll probably know next month if that's possible.
You can swing it?
Yeah. We'll see. We shall see.
I mean, I'm still trying to figure out a way where I can make it work.
Yeah.
It's tough when you're trying to save to buy a house, you know, giving up that money out of your savings to go. When you're also paying to go
to
a destination wedding in Jamaica.
Yeah.
That is not cheap.
Yeah.
That's only a few months after.
Never tried going to the islands, but yeah, I hear it's definitely not cheap.
We went for our honeymoon.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Nice. We went to the Sandals, Royal Caribbean.
All right.
In Montego Bay, Jamaica.
Nice.
We're going to be a different resort for the wedding, but it's in Montego Bay, which is, when you fly into Jamaica,
yeah,
their airport is in Montego Bay.
Okay.
So it's like the resorts, it's like a 5-minute drive as soon as you get on the shuttle from the airport.
Not bad.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
So I got the list here. First round of speakers for Dad 2.0 coming up. Brent Almond.
Designer
top of the
Dad.
List. Designer Daddy was just on our blog spot, which is awesome. Definitely go check that out. Scott Bason. Bason? I'm not even really sure.
I just call him Bayside from Bayside. Saved by the Bell.
You would make a Saved by the Bell reference.
Made one yesterday,
too. You are stuck in the late 80s.
That's what I do.
Amy Bellegarde from Mom Spark. She's really cool. Chris Bernholt.
Bernholt speaking?
Head of, you know.
Philly Dad's group. Dad in charge.
We'll probably be... I would say that we'd be walking around wearing our Eagles shirts together. However, being that he's a Bears fan, dumb Bears. Guess who else is going to be there from Philly Dad Group?
Jeff Bogle.
OWTK himself. Armin Brott from Mr. Dad. Ruth Carter, who's an author. I'm gonna try this one. Rune Chiambrillo, I think is how you pronounce it. Alright. Bo Coffrin, Lunchbox Dad. Samantha Eltis, she's cool. She's a contributing writer to Forbes. Jason Green, One Good Dad. Jim Higley. I've already stated on via Facebook that I'm going to scream like a Justin Bieber fan and pass out when I see him. John Kinnear, John Kraft, Stephen Marsh, contributing writer to Esquire.
Benjamin Mullen, dad on the mic.
Our good friend from the Great White North, Chris Reed, is going to be there. I'm really excited for that
one. The one and only Canadian dad. He's the only Canadian
dad.
Yeah,
let's just put it this way. He's the only one that matters. I'm sorry, Mike. I love you. I really do. Dorian Richards from Daddy Doing Work. Rebecca Wolf, Girls Gone Child. And Keith Zaffron, founder of the Great Dads Project.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the first round.
There will be more coming.
Yeah, I think there's three more coming. All right. But keep an eye on the website, dad2.0summit.com.
What you don't know is that I'm actually going to be announced as the keynote.
I believe it.
Oh, I'm not?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't even know who the keynote speakers are this year.
It's on there. I forget.
Is it?
Yeah. If you go up to 2014 speakers.
2014 speakers, yeah.
It's 2015.
It's 2015.
Yeah. I'm dumb.
You are a little slow on the draw.
I believe they announced that, but I don't recall.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't see him post about it, I don't think. But anywho, so yeah, February 19th through the 22nd, I'm going to be in San Francisco for that. That's going to be awesome. Yeah, I'm going to be dropping some podcasts, recording some stuff for Bob and Bottles, as well as Dad on the mic. It's going to be cool.
We can do a show via Skype.
We could do a Skype show.
And I,
unless you make it out there. Come on.
What you're going to do the entire time you're there if I'm not there.
Right.
One, you need to get a Halo charger for your phone.
I need a
Halo charger.
A Halo charger?
You know what they are?
No.
It's the portable chargers that you just plug in, like keep it in your pocket.
Right.
So you're going to keep your phone plugged in at all times. And you're going to walk around with me on FaceTime literally the entire conference.
The moment I wake up.
No, you're going to leave it on there while you're asleep. And you're going to leave me. Everyone's going to be...
I'm sleeping. Well, you better hope the hotel has Wi-Fi. Because let me tell you... I'm not racking up my charges just for you.
I'm pretty positive the Westin Hotel, which is a nice hotel...
It looks like an awesome hotel, but I've never been. So.
Thank you.
So we'll see how it goes.
It'll definitely happen.
Oh, yeah.
It will.
Nah, it's all right. So how was your Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving just passed. Black Friday just passed. How was it for you guys?
It was good. Watched the Eagles spank the Cowboys, which was
amazing. Enjoyable. We got to watch that a bit. As we went over to Chris's parents' place, and they headed out to do some Black Friday shopping, which means we get free reign of the TV, which is awesome because we don't have actual TV.
Right, yeah.
So we decided to watch a football game, and we're scanning through, and I didn't think they were playing. I thought they were playing on Sunday, or today.
Come on, man.
But yeah, we put it on. They were already ahead. Mark Sanchez making some beautiful passes, by the way. I was so...
It was...
I was silent. It was the first Eagles game I've ever been silent.
That's weird. But it was nice.
Yeah.
I don't think I can eat any more of this or I'm going to die.
Right.
Because food coma.
There's so much potato.
Yeah, it's a bomb. Dude, did you put the sugar behind you there, homie?
Did I? Yeah, I think you did.
Just give me a single.
There you go,
give me the white kind.
The white one?
Give me the
imperial.
Give me the real stuff. I like the good stuff.
Yeah, we had our Thanksgiving Day split. We had lunch at my parents' place with my brother and my sister-in-law as well over there. They made my brother made an awesome sweet potato with sweet potato, red pepper, and onion soup. That was real fun. It tasted amazing. It was just absolutely amazing.
Sounds pretty
good. Oh, yeah. And we, you know, had a little pork, had a little turkey, that sort of thing. And then we got over to her parents' place, had ham, sweet potatoes, the whole deal. Pretty sweet.
You had ham?
What?
Ham?
Ham, yeah. Look, don't even start. Ham is perfectly fine. Don't even. I know that look.
What look?
The look you're about to give me. The look that you're thinking about.
of what I want to actually say.
Yeah, that it's some kind of atrocious sin to not have turkey on Thanksgiving.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Because the pilgrims didn't pilgrim.
You're so mean.
For you to have ham on Thanksgiving.
You're so mean.
I know. What I do.
You're just rude. That's it. Podcast over.
That's we quit it. Forever.
This is the last episode.
That's acceptable.
Yeah.
I suppose.
So did you guys have dinner over at your sister's or anything?
No, everything was at our house, at my in-law's house where we live in.
Nice.
It was going to be at my sister-in-law's.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of, the plans got changed.
Yeah.
We had it there, so cooked.
It's nice to be able to stay in, you know?
Yeah.
Like not have to travel anywhere for the holidays. That was nice about, last year. We had everybody come to us for Christmas and everything. Yeah.
Guess my invite to that got lost in the mail.
Dude, you were my neighbor.
Yeah, I know.
Don't even.
How can I get lost in the mail? Our mailboxes are connected.
I can imagine you just standing in the bushes between our driveways. Wait a minute. What's going on here? Where am I?
Yeah, when I was driving over here today, and I got off 100 at King Street, and turned left onto Manitoni, and I was like, I still feel like I'm driving home.
Right.
I almost went all the way down and went up. I wanted to see who was living there.
Nice. Yeah. So so this Thanksgiving, the first Thanksgiving, Emma has teeth.
Did she eat turkey?
We tried turkey. Didn't work. We tried pork. Still didn't work. Tried ham. No ham. Wouldn't take it.
She's a vegetarian.
Apparently. except for when it's ground up and stuffed into ravioli. I mean, I can't blame her. Ravioli is amazing.
It is.
But we're trying to... She's being picky. You know, she's being a bit picky these days. So we're trying new things. And my wife came up with this awesome idea that almost worked out.
Okay.
Ground turkey, right? Ground it up in the food processor with carrots.
Carrots.
I think some celery, maybe? Or just carrot. Yeah, I think celery. Some vegetables. Threw some vegetables in there as well. Ground it all up. Made meatballs.
Okay.
Yeah, popped them in the oven and whatnot. So that gives like a semi-solid thing for Emma to chew on, but it's not a weird-looking, you know, piece of meat with that, you know, meat consistency that she's having trouble with.
Right? Yeah.
Didn't take it at all. Just, I'm going to have to eat it. It's not that it's bad. I like it just fine. Put a little hot sauce on it, you know. But,
You're eating baby food?
Essentially, yeah.
No, I mean, you're beyond the baby food stage, obviously.
Yeah.
See, that reminds me of, like, Sophia's always been picky, and we've talked about this, I don't even know how many times.
Yeah.
And she's going to occupational therapy, this place, it's called Theraplay.
Right,
where,
right.
Because the way that we've seen things, like, she doesn't like to mix foods together, like, different textures she, like, will refuse to try. Like, chicken, it's got to be with this Purdue chicken nuggets.
Oh,
with
yeah.
That processed.
We're about to try chicken nuggets again.
So, like, regular kind of meat, anything else, we'll touch it. So, we're working on that. And then, conversely, there's Maddie, who literally eats everything. She ate a little bit of turkey. Wasn't big on the sweet potatoes, but mashed potatoes, she loved cranberry sauce.
Nice.
Because it's, you know, jelly.
Right. Yeah, we try giving her sweet potatoes. She likes it ground up with stuff. And we tried giving her just straight sweet potato.
Right.
Like my mother-in-law made it. She made a bit of a face, didn't really feel like taking it. But pumpkin pie though. We gave her some. We didn't have pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving, but we went to Costco. I think the next day, Black Friday, and they were handing out, you know, little bits of it. So gave her a little bit, and she just was packing it away, man.
Nice.
Probably wanted more. But we had quite the night last night. I told you earlier that we were up till about, like, 3:30. We were up till around 1 trying to get her to fall asleep. She usually goes to bed around 9.
Okay.
Fusses a little bit, falls asleep, maybe fusses a little bit at 3 o'clock, and then falls back asleep until around, like, 9:30. Last night, put her to bed at 9, just screaming her head off for, like, a half an hour. Tried rocking her in the rocking chair and everything. Nothing. So we brought her out. I was like, all right, let her run around, let her play. You know, she'll, you know, like 15 minutes, she'll start yawning. Yeah. Nope. From 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock, she was just running around, throwing her toys around, playing with everything, running up to me, tackling me, you know.
Why not? Why didn't you try the old fashioned car ride? That's my go-to.
I think I'm one of those parents who's nervous about doing that sort of thing too many times, and then she won't be able to fall asleep without it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's just,
like, we've thought about it.
Like, we've got Maddie will be like that every now and then, and it's just for whatever reason she can't get herself to calm down.
Right.
So, you know. Put her in the chair, in the car seat.
Right.
Pump that heat up.
Or I'll tell you what. Do like my mother used to do with my brother. Put the baby in the car seat. Put the car seat on top of the washer.
Right.
Or the dryer. Start the dryer. The vibrations and the heat, you know.
As opposed to the car.
Yeah. I think it'll. I think doing laundry actually still puts my brother to sleep today. 30-some years later.
That never happened to me, but doing laundry does put me to sleep.
But yeah, so we were up pretty late last night. So I'm thinking somebody around here might be guilty of giving our daughter some sugar last night and refuses to fess up to it. My in-laws.
Yeah. I thought you were blaming me. I wasn't.
No. Not you. It's all good because they watched Emmett for a little bit yesterday, so we can start Christmas shopping.
I saw the picture,
which was awesome. We went to Toys R Us.
Take your time.
Thank you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Are you still working?
I'm done.
We got to do some Christmas shopping. We went out to Toys R Us. We poked around Walmart a little bit. Wasn't exactly final what we were looking for. Yeah. But we went out to Toys R Us, found some awesome stuff, grabbed a whole bunch of Melissa and Doug brand stuff. They're mostly wood-made toys. For progressive learning. 30% off right now at Toys R Us.
And which one did you go to? The outlet?
No.
Did you go up Redding?
KOP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, KOP. So all the Melissa and Doug stuff is 30% off right now. It's awesome, especially if you get a little one in the 1 year to 4 year range. Yeah, they'll last you a while.
Nice.
That was cool. And we picked up a whole bunch of stuff, and it's great. We actually ended up $200 under budget.
Nice. And you're pretty much done?
Yeah, that's everything for her. Except for like a few stragglers, and I'm gonna have to order offline, that sort of thing. But yeah, man, pumped.
I have done no Christmas shopping.
You'll get there.
Usually Sarah does most of it. Yeah. We'll go out together to get like stuff for the girls, but we had stuff like a lot of the stuff already done throughout the year. So there wasn't much to do. But now, like, everything Sarah's getting, she's putting in our closet. Well, I'm grabbing a shirt out of the closet this morning.
Yeah.
And Sophia goes in, I didn't realize that there was stuff for her in there. Or that it was out of a bag. Such as a little snow shovel. And she's like, oh, I was like, oh, crap.
Right.
She was like, don't let him play in our closet. I was like, I wasn't. I wanted to get a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I didn't know that there was stuff over there.
Yeah.
Like, all the stuff that I knew you had in there was stuff for me.
Yeah.
But nothing snooping.
Right.
I'm not.
You're not that kind of person.
No, I would never.
Like I was when I was a kid.
I always do.
There was no way they could hide anything from me in that house. At all. That's good. I still acted surprised. So.
Yeah. And, I get, the questions like, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Yeah.
Nothing.
There's things that I can think of, but they're not really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't really care if I get them or not. Like, I was looking to get a couple of football jerseys this year. A buddy of mine get some discount, which is awesome. But, I don't even know. Clones.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Like, I have my Xbox. Like, would I like an Xbox One? Yeah. Am I going to ask for it? No.
No. Do you need it?
No.
No.
I mean, I have not played a video game since we moved.
Wow.
I don't have the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we don't have our own living room. So it's like, if I want to, I'm going to put it upstairs.
Right.
To play, and I'm just not gonna do it.
It's ass. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I got you. Been having some adventure time myself. Dragon Age came out. I didn't get it, but because I couldn't get it, I started playing Skyrim again.
Nice. Which I've never played.
Which quick thought. So I played through it once. And did, like, a ton of storylines. And I think my last character, the character that I played through, I got up to level 42. Whole bunch of stuff, a couple of different houses, you know. Playing again, whole new character, and I'm still playing. I've played like 6 or 7 storylines at this point that I had no clue even existed when I was playing earlier.
Nice.
Because there's just so much, there's endless stuff. That's ridiculous.
That's what I've heard.
Endless fun for the whole family.
Not really the whole family.
Segway. Get ready for it.
You're getting me a Segway?
No, I'm not getting you a Segway.
Oh.
I wish I had a Segway.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. I'd Segway to things all the time. Speaking of which... get it? Is this a Segway about a Segway?
Yes, I got it.
You see what I did there?
I do.
See what I did there? So, on my new character, because it's Movember, I gave him a nice big burly mustache. The Doug French, if you will.
Actually, you know whose mustache I'm quite envious of? And it's only because of the photo they posted on Instagram yesterday.
Who's that?
Mike Reynolds.
Mike Reynolds is looking great, isn't he?
He went running. He was in Canada.
Right.
And he went running in the snow. And so he had the snow in the mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty awesome.
It was glorious.
He also posted, and I know that you hate this, Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, my God. Don't even.
No, but he built one out of Legos.
Cool. Awesome. I cannot stand Elf on the Shelf.
I know you can't. You just call it Elephant on the Shelf. Just look at the picture. It's pretty odd. Like,
that is...
He just...
Really neat. Good for him.
You know what? When your kid is being a jerk on the holidays, it can help rein him in.
Really?
This just, year, no.
Freaking out a little bit. Psychological warfare. Oh, nice helmet. I have one of those. To store it somewhere.
Yeah. I just showed a picture of myself wearing a little kid's plastic Eagles helmet.
Yep.
While helping my sister and my brother-in-law move into their new house yesterday.
You know, it's great. I've had the same helmet since I was 7 years old. It still fits my head. That's how big my head was when I was a kid.
Nice.
But anywho, so yeah, today is the last day.
It is.
Last day of Movember. If you haven't donated yet.
Which we know you haven't.
We know you haven't. At least to us, anyway.
Broke our hearts.
Broken.
Next year, we'll do a Pop and Bottles one instead of individual.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we're going to hunt you down.
Yep.
And we're going to throw you in a van if you don't give us money.
That's...
No?
No. No, no, don't do that. No.
I was thinking of, like, the initiation scene in Old School. Were they driving around in, like, the A-Team style van?
You're going to look at me funny when I say this.
Don't tell me you've never seen Old School.
I've never seen Old School. It looks like our relationship is over.
I just
don't like Will Ferrell that much.
That's where he became legendary.
No, he became legendary on Saturday Night Live. All right, we're getting way off track here.
We always do.
We'll have this argument later in the parking lot. Fight Club style. So, last day of Movember, the Dad's Group Movember page has been doing awesome.
Yeah.
I have not checked it in the past 2 or 3 days to see what it's up to.
We're in the same group, right?
Yeah, we're in the same group. Yeah.
Oh, well, I believe it's... an email today. About $7,200.
That's awesome.
Not $72,000.
Yeah, not $72,000. No, $7,200. But that's great. That's really awesome. And I know a lot of guys out there, Chris Bernholt included, they've got a lot of...
donations. They've got the cachet.
What am I
don't know.
Goals. They got a goal that they're trying to
hit. Oh, yeah.
So go and check them out. Or if you feel so inclined... to go over to mobro.co/Benjamin Mullen or mobro.co/Nick Brown.
22.
You gotta drop the 22. You get it?
Then we'll drop it next year.
All right. Okay.
I probably won't.
Probably not. It's going to take a bit, because you got your Twitter account, you got your emails, you got your everything.
I have too many names.
You do have too many names. You got to settle for one.
Fine, I'm going to change everything to the Green Goblin.
Nice.
It just popped in my head for no reason.
Speaking of which, you follow us on Twitter, at PBDadcast.
You can.
As well as individually, at Brownie_22.
Thank you.
And at Dad on the Mic. And as always, you can head over to poppinbottlesdadcast.com and check out all of our fun stuff. Gonna have a new blog spot this week, although I forget who it is this week.
I believe it's Shugalipo.
No, we already had her.
We had her on the show. We didn't do her blog spot yet.
I thought we did her blog
spot. Nope.
Ooh.
That draft is sitting in there.
Uh-oh.
You hear that, Jesse?
We'll have to...
It's probably your turn.
Yeah. We'll have to throw that together. So that's exciting. Speaking of which, her Thanksgiving answer and stuff...
I haven't seen it yet.
...was awesome.
I have to watch it.
Definitely go check that out. And if you don't know who you're talking about, who we're talking about, then just go look up the word Chugalipo, and you'll find out.
She has been on the show with us.
Yep.
She's the resident funny guy.
Right.
At Chugalipo.com. I'm not going to use her tagline right now because there are children sitting around us.
There's children present.
Yes. So we would feel very much bad for that. Speaking of children around, while we were moving, my sister and brother-in-law yesterday.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law is a fan of, like, metal. Like Pantera, that kind of stuff, Korn, all that. And so, like, he's so hooking up his speakers in the living room, so he gets it set up. And all of a sudden, Sophia is headbanging.
Nice.
And, like, air drumming and air guitaring while headbanging.
That's awesome.
I was like, what is happening right now?
Your child is possessed by Satan. What's great, though, is apparently our kids are getting into metal at the same time. Because Emma likes to dance, right?
Nice.
She'll dance to pretty much anything, including when I sing the metal baby song, which goes,
Did you make this up yourself?
No, I had some help from Kevin Smith.
Oh, nice.
That's how he does his metal songs on his show. So I just kind of ran with it one day, and she just stood there and started dancing.
Yeah. Nice.
Banging her head, moving her hips side to side like she does, you know, a little baby dance.
It's funny the songs that you use or come up with your kids.
Right.
Like when Sophia was a baby, and I'd, like, get her changed, like, at the change table or, like, change her diaper or whatever.
Right.
I would hum Seven Nation Army. By the White Stripes. And I wasn't even a big White Stripes fan.
That is awesome.
So just like the entire time I'm changing it. And she loved it. But now I need to put the song on.
Right.
I will tell you what song she keeps wanting to listen to, and I want to stab a pencil in my ear.
Frozen?
Well, obviously.
Something from Frozen?
Yeah. No, but she sings it all the time. She doesn't want to listen to it, she just wants to sing it.
Gotcha.
But she's like, Daddy, I want your songs. And it's just because I got the songs on iTunes that she wanted to listen to.
Right, right.
Florida Georgia Line, a country duo. All
right.
Their song, Cruise, which they say, Baby, You're a Song. I don't know what that means. And there's also a second version with Nelly.
Okay.
And so it's... Literally between those two songs. And it's the same one, just a remix, and Nelly is in it.
Interesting.
And the entire way from daycare home is those two songs. Over and over.
Nice.
And over and over.
You gotta pick a closer daycare. that's the catch. You gotta find a daycare that's closer. Gotta adjust. Yeah, we have a recent musical, I guess, how do I want to put this? Expansion.
Okay.
I suppose, for her taste. We now have a new tradition for bedtime. She now understands the concept of bedtime, and that when I say it's bedtime, or actually I'll ask her, you know, Emma, is it bedtime? And she'll say, bedtime.
Nice.
And run to her room, which is great. I love it. Open the door. Just keep the doors closed so she can't, you know,
right,
slam her fingers or anything. Open the door. She goes right over to the corner of the room.
Right.
Where one of her VTech sit and stand toys is
that we
chilling
reviewed
out. Right. And presses the one button that plays Camp Town Races.
Okay.
She presses the button. She dances to Camp Town Races for like the 15 seconds that it's on. And then she turns around, puts her arms in the air. I put her in bed. We're done.
Okay.
So, Camp Town Races is apparently the sleepy time song now.
Nothing wrong with that.
And doesn't sing any lyrics or anything like that.
Right.
So, we're trying to come up with our own lyrics. Bedtime, bedtime, you know, something like that. But, so if any of you out there have a bedtime song written at Camp Town Races, please email me at dadonthemic@yahoo.com. Because I'm desperate. I keep trying to think of something every time she presses the button. Like, I try to wing it. It just doesn't work out.
You just gotta start making up your own stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh. Sorry. Isn't it... It's awesome when they start to learn words and you can kind of hear, like...
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Maddie's learned the hi and the bye-bye.
Yep.
And to wave.
Yep.
So we're... Friday night, we're eating dinner. We're at a restaurant. And Maddie's just, like, standing on me and looking at the booth behind us. Just, hi.
Nice.
And the people were really cool about it.
Yeah.
Which
was
nice.
Yeah, Emma says hi to everybody now. Sometimes we'll go to, unless she's sleepy, whenever we go to Costco, every single person we pass by, she's just waving. Like, hi. Hi. Hey. Hi. We're just getting into the bye territory.
Nice.
But that's all she'll do. She'll just go, bye. Yeah. And kisses. We got kisses down. 7 minutes.
Left?
7 minutes there, homie.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, we're getting to, we've got kisses down. So I say, hey, Emma, you know, give mom kisses, or
right,
give mommy kisses, give daddy kisses. And then we go, and just wait for her, and eventually she'll, you know, do the same thing. Yeah.
Nice.
And lean in, you know. Is that awesome?
It's pretty awesome. Some news.
Okay.
Sorry, I should probably let this be known.
Right.
I am now a contributing blogger to everydaywindshield.com.
Right, right, right.
My first post should be up this Wednesday.
That's awesome.
We have, like, categories we write about. I have to get some clarification on it.
Right.
I have to get myself all set up for
yeah,
it. But it looks like we're doing it once a week. But for right, December, I definitely have three posts that I'm scheduled for.
Cool, man.
So you guys will be able to check out some of my other handiwork outside of PapaBrandy.com, PapaBottlesDadCast.com, and now on EverydayWindshield.com.
That's excellent.
Aside from my work that you won't know if it's me or not, because our names don't go on it, from my regular job,
right,
which I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Right.
But I also write.
But it's a little... Sometimes it's a little depressing, I can imagine.
It's not. It's very exciting.
Although it's better than having no job at all. I'll put it that way.
You do have a job. You're a stay-at-home dad.
True. I don't get paid for it. I would like to, but
nobody gets paid for it.
Nah. I get paid...
Unless you try to launch a Kickstarter campaign for people to pay you $40,000 to stay at home.
God. You know...
All right, I'm not going to talk about that.
I've tried to do a couple of Kickstarters.
Yeah, but yours are for legit things.
For legitimate things that would be good for not just me, but other people.
We're going to get ours off the ground.
That's toeing the line. Anyway.
We're going to get ours off the ground.
Yeah, we'll get there. No worries.
We're going to reimagine the entire thing. We're going to come at
it. Man.
as a teen.
Nah, being a stay-at-home dad, you get paid in smiles and kisses and playtime and poop. Yeah,
lots of that.
Yeah.
So much poop.
Yeah, we're really keeping an eye on it because it's winter time. You know, it's cold. And Lord knows if she gets any sort of cold. And
yeah.
Plus, she's got fever going on anyway because of her teeth. Which definitely molars popping out.
Those are the worst.
Ridiculous. Well, I'll tell you what. If they're the worst, then we're doing pretty good. Because I mean, they've already pretty much broken through.
Lots of plus.
And she hasn't really, she's thrown like a fit or two about it, but we're pretty good with giving her Tylenol.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Chills her up.
We do that at night a lot.
Yeah.
Before bed. Like, give them 20 minutes that it takes to let it kick in and then lay her down, let her go to sleep.
Yeah, fun stuff. Which, by the way, Costco, 4 packs of children's Tylenol. It's amazing. In my mind, I just love Costco.
Maybe I've never been.
No, I gotta take you one day.
Okay.
We'll do a podcast on the mobular while we're walking around Costco because it's pretty amazing.
That works.
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
That's what we got. What else? What else is coming up? There's gonna be a new. There's gonna be a new listen up today or tomorrow.
Excellent.
On the National At Home Dad Network blog. So check that out because every week we feature some of the same episodes from our favorite dad podcasters, but also new episodes from new shows that we've never. Either we've never heard of, or as I write it, I'm on Google. I type in dad podcasters, and I go scrolling, just looking. And there's actually a lot of new shows popping up.
Nice,
which is great.
Very cool.
And sometimes some off the cuff suggestions, not necessarily having to do with dads.
Doesn't always have to be.
Ladies Night is a pretty awesome podcast. They're cool.
I need to listen to more. I don't get a chance to listen to a lot.
Yeah.
Because I can't, if I want to listen to them at work, I can't really, I need to be listening to music at
right.
work.
You to have to try be able to get concentrate. Myself. Yeah.
And talking tends to distract
you.
Me.
I got you. All right, well, from the Sunflower Cafe in downtown Botstown. You can't say downtown of a town. That doesn't even make sense.
No.
Like downtown New York, downtown Philadelphia, that makes sense. But downtown Pottstown? No. Downtown Boyertown? No.
We're not even in the downtown area.
No, we're not.
No. So, anyway.
Just sounded better with the announcer voice.
It's all right.
All right. Well, I'm going to work on my announcer voice. Maybe next week it'll be better.
It's going to practice in the mirror.
We'll see. Constantly. All right. Have a good week.